Okay, please take your seats. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda. Corrections, amendments, changes? Seeing none, unanimous consent, all opposed? Okay, none. That carries. The next item is the approval of the Senate meetings from April 14th. Please come to the mic if you have any changes. Okay, seeing none, I'm going to ask for unanimous consent. Any objections? None. Carries. We're going to do announcements, reports, memorials. The memorial for George Axelrod has been postponed until the September meeting. So anyone else with announcements, please come to the microphone.
Hi, Catherine Profeta from Drama Theater and Dance. Just a quick announcement. I know it was mentioned last time as well, but our student choreography showcase is this coming May 11th to 15th, Wednesday through Sunday, at Performance Space M11 in Rathaus Hall. The 11th through 13th, it's at 7 p.m. On Saturday, it's at 8 p.m. And on Sunday the 15th, it's at 3 p.m. It's called Revolution, and it should be quite wonderful. We have 8 very talented student choreographers.
Hi, my name is David Gerwin. I'm a faculty member in secondary education, and I'm the acting chapter chair for the Queens College PSC CUNY. I just want to remind everybody on the faculty and staff that there's a strike authorization vote that's going on now through next Wednesday. And just mention that there's no immediate strike plan. The end of the semester will all go as smoothly as it ever does. But that this is an authorization for the executive committee to be able to call a strike if the negotiations that are taking place now with CUNY and the move in Albany to get a pay bill runs into difficulties. And if there are any questions, I'm happy to take one or two. Excellent.
Further announcements? All right, seeing none, then let's go to, there are no special motions. Item number 5, committee reports, Undergraduate Curriculum Committee, April 14th.
There are a couple of typos on the minutes. On page 12, item 13A, biology, in the to read section should include biology 105 as a prerequisite as well as 106. So the additional prerequisite of biology 105 is missing. On page 19, item F in English, the word early is missing from topics in early American literature to read early American literature. With those typos, I bring to the floor the minutes of April 14, 2016, and ask unanimous consent.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Seeing none, motion passes. Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes.
Hello, I'm Eva Fernandez from the Office of the Provost in place of Rich Bodner presenting the minutes of the Graduate Curriculum Committee, and I move for approval of the minutes.
I have some comment. I object. To unanimous consent. I'm Ron Rothenberg of the Math Department. There is in the Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes of April 6th, an item which concerns me very much. It deals with an MS in Ed for teaching math and computer science.
I'm sorry, can you just give me the page?
Excuse me?
It's on approximately page seven through ten.
The actual heading MS Ed for teaching math and computer science occurs on page 9 at the top. Okay. Anyway, the chair of my department got in touch with me on April 7th, and he said, I wanted to give you a heads up about an item that may come up in the April 14th meeting of the Academic Senate. And I said, what is that? And he said, well, there's a new program called the MS in Ed for teaching math and computer science. I said, that sounds interesting. I hadn't heard about it before. He said, well, I wrote a letter approving the concept on March 28th, and I said, I'm quoting the chair in his letter, he approves it. This is to express the math department's support for the proposal to create an MS in Ed for teaching mathematics and computer science, which will be available for people who have their initial certification in math, grades 7 through 12, etc., and wish to gain professional certification in math and be able to teach computer science in the secondary schools. I said, that's interesting, okay. I said, so what math courses are we going to be teaching in this program, this math MS in Ed for mathematics, MS in Ed for teaching math and computer science? And he said, well, none. And I said, really? And I learned about the five academic courses. There are five pedagogical courses, but there are also five academic courses. Right now, they're all computer science courses. And I said, well, I object to that, and you should have consulted with me and other members of the department beforehand. And I said, we should have two of those courses. We should have the Mathematica course that we teach, and we should have a numerical analysis course. Because way back when, before there was a computer science department, the math department handled computer science type courses, and we taught numerical analysis, Fortran programming, which I taught many times, and also a course in machine language programming. So I said, I think that we, mathematicians, being the founders of the field of computer science, and that's acknowledged in the writing, in the introduction to this program, the statement is made that computer science was originated by the theoretical foundation for it was started by the American mathematician Alonzo Church and the British mathematician Alan Turing in the 30s. So I said, I think that we, the math department, should have some part of a program titled MS in Ed for teaching mathematics and computer science. And we should have two courses of the five. So I said I opposed the idea. And I said that it's too bad you already approved it, but I will talk to some other members of the department and get their take on this. And most of the people to whom I spoke are very sympathetic to my point of view. So at any rate, I feel it's premature to approve this program. It's a nice program. Yes, it is It would be useful if high school teachers are capable in handling computing and computer science and applications to math and other fields. But I do believe that of the five courses, the five science courses proposed for this program, instead of all five being computer science department courses, I think two of the courses should be math department courses, and I indicated which courses I thought that those should be. So I therefore oppose this proposed program in MS in Ed for teaching math and computer science. I approve of the concept of such a program, but I'm just opposed to the way the proposal for how it will be implemented, and in particular, the five courses being all computer science department courses, instead of what I feel should be the case, say, two math department courses, and the rest could be computer science department courses.
So I'd like to call to the microphone Professor Alice Arts, who would like to address this concern.
Thanks, Ron. I certainly understand your concern. It was something we thought about as well. But we have to understand that the students who will only be accepted to this program have usually taken well over 45 credits in their mathematics majors, and most of whom have taken courses very similar, if not the same, as what Dr. Rothenberg has spoken about. There's a dire need for computer science teachers. It's very critical right now. And so we feel that our candidates have tremendous backgrounds in mathematics. We're only admitting those who have had tremendous, very thorough backgrounds in mathematics. And that's why I believe the mathematics chairperson and the mathematics department approved this. And I did not go through with this without their approval. So I hope it gets passed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Further debate? If there's anyone else that wants to speak to the issue before Ron gets another chance, please come to the mic.
Craig? Dean Michaels?
I'll just quickly add that as far as New York State Ed Department goes, there's no requirement for people with initial certification in the content area to take additional courses at the graduate level, but it's always been the commitment of the graduate programs in education that we want people to have higher level content than that's typically required by the state. In fact, the state only requires 30 credits in your content area. So you heard Alice say that the typical person does 45 credits of mathematics content at the undergraduate level to get certified. And similarly, in the other sciences, just for example, people complete the entire content major, even though they would only need 30 credits to get their certification to teach that content. So I'm just saying we've tried to work, you know, with the content areas and to also focus on people having the highest level knowledge. But there is a tremendous need now for people to teach at least the two AP courses in computer science, and hopefully a lot more than that in all of New York City schools, and I'm sure you've heard that whole debate.
Further debate?
May I respond? Okay. First of all, I notice in the admission requirements, it's not specifically stated that there be an admissions requirement in math, namely a certification in math. It's not specifically stated on these in these pages that for this particular program that there is a that there would be a certification requirement that a person has certification in math ed teaching in grades 7 through 12. It's not specifically stated. It is true that there is a statement that we expect that people will have had between 36 and 45 credits, usually taken between 36 and 45 credits at the very least in math. Well, that's usually expecting, but there's no specific requirement stated in these pages for a person to have certification in math teaching for grades 7 through 12. I didn't find it. Anyway, that's one point. The other point is that Alice Arts, Professor Arts, said that the math department approved the concept. That is not true. The math department did not approve the concept. I'm very active in the math department, and I'm very concerned about curricular matters. I didn't hear about it until the day after this item was approved by the grad curriculum committee. Now, perhaps my chair was at fault. I've discussed this with the chair, and he is not unsympathetic to my point of view that two of the five courses should be offered by the math department. True, they would be concerned with computing. They would be concerned with computing. And if a student had had any of those courses previously, just as if a student had had a computer science, one of these computer science courses, one of the three computer science courses previously, they would take something else. I mean, there's no problem with that. But I certainly believe that the math department does have a lot to offer in the field of computer science, as we did at its origins back in the 30s and early 40s, where, again, the first great innovators were mathematicians. So I believe that two of the five courses should be offered by the math department, and they will not be pure math courses. They will be computing in mathematics, computing for mathematics. So there will be no loss there academically. But again, the math department members were not aware of this before this thing passed the graduate curriculum committee.
Further debate?
Hi, Mary Foote Elementary. Just to speak to the point of certification, it may not be entirely clear in this. Under the goals of the program, it says the goals of the MSED program is to allow candidates with initial certification, which means that they are certified to teach whatever, in this case, mathematics, in whatever grade, 7 to 12, as a secondary. And it may be that that could have been expressed more clearly, but initial certification is just that, certification to teach mathematics in this case. At the initial level, there's two levels of certification in New York State, initial and professional, so that after 5 years, you need to get a master's degree and the second level of certification, and in this case, this program is proposing to fulfill the requirements for professional certification. So I just wanted to clarify that certification issue.
Just wondering, is it just a language issue in terms of the title of this master's? Because, you know, I don't know, could we say that we're offering a master's in mathematics education when really what this master's is pedagogy and computer science? So is there some way to address the kind of disconnect? No. Because, I mean, you know, it's like in my department in accounting, so we couldn't take folks who have undergraduate majors, bachelors in accounting, and say, okay, now we're going to offer finance classes and give you a master's in accounting. That's all I'm
I hope that actually colleagues in education have a better answer than this. I mean, there's no current certification vehicle for teaching computer science, and this program fills that need before that actually exists. I can't stress enough how timely this is, not just for Queens, but also for New York City, and probably for the entire nation. And so this program is, in fact, putting on the table a possibility, a vehicle for getting computer science into the schools through a means that there's currently no vehicle for. That was a strange sentence from coming from a linguist. So I implore you to pass this. This is a terrific proposal. That's it.
Further debate, Ron?
Again, I appreciate what Provost Fernandez just said, and I especially appreciate what the professor from linguistics stated.
Accounting,
okay.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, but I got the point. All right, the point is that certainly the name is misleading. I like the name, MS in Ed for Teaching Mathematics and Computer Science. It's a good name, but if that is the name, and if this is sponsored by the Math Ed Department, Mathematics Ed Department, then certainly among the five science courses required, certainly two of them should be offered by the math department. I'm not saying they should be pure math courses. Indeed, they would be math as applied to computer science, math as applied to computing. So linguistically, it's improper to call this a MS for teaching math and computer science unless two of the courses are offered by the math department. Then it would be proper nomenclature. As it is now, it is not.
Professor Gerwin or Professor Arts?
Hi, I'm the, when I'm not doing union things, I do actually work in the secondary ed department. I am the curriculum committee chair, so I just wanted to just explain one or two things. First of all, as Professor Radish has said, Rothenberg has said, that computer science here at Queens actually originated in the mathematics department. So that's why it's coming in this mathematics program. It's a heavily math-based discipline, and there are a lot of mathematical prerequisites for all the computer science courses. And indeed, everybody will be initially certified in mathematics, which means that they have a full mathematics major as an undergraduate, so they probably have those 45 credits. But the reason the title's not misleading, this is very important, is that they are taking a ton of courses in the teaching of mathematics. That is, that they are taking courses in which they are learning more about mathematics pedagogy, because they are teaching mathematics courses in the secondary schools, as well as the computer science courses that are being created that don't in fact exist yet, even though the mayor just said today or yesterday to the state assembly that he wants more mayoral control, in part because what's he doing? Providing computer science in every school. The only way to provide computer science in every school is to have people who can teach computer science. So what I can tell you right now is that these are students who will have 45 credits in mathematics. They will be getting courses in mathematics education that also have computer science application in them, and they should have 15 credits of computer science so that they can teach computer science, which is why we believe the chair of mathematics wrote a letter of support and that this was developed in consultation with mathematics and computer science, and we wouldn't try in secondary ed to teach a finance course and, you know, without talking to the department. So although we're a democracy in the college as well, and there are multiple views among academics within a department, this does have the departmental support, and we'd like you to know that. Thank you.
If I could, I would like to comment on the history issues that Professor Rothenberg has brought up. As a founding member of the computer science department, I will tell you that our program was unusual in that Seymour Goodman, who was a chemist, founded the department based on the curriculum of the Association for Computing Machinery at the time. That was 1968 curriculum. And we were unusual in that we were a separate department from math. We did not grow out of math at Queens College. We began as a computer science program. The four courses that are listed here are currently offered by this department and have been for the last three or four decades. This is not a new curriculum that needs to be developed. It is, in fact, taking an existing undergraduate curriculum in computer science and tailoring it to the needs of the education students. Thank you.
I move we call the question.
Okay. All in favor of calling the question? Aye. Opposed? Question's called. So the motion on the floor is the original report from the Graduate Curriculum Committee. All right. So all in favor of the Graduate Curriculum Committee, the entire report, please raise your clicker.
Did you vote? Okay.
Do you want to do one more time? Okay, let's try it again. Everyone, raise your clicker. And okay, all against, please raise your clicker. And all abstain. Okay, 32-1-1. Motion passes.
Thanks for your attention.
Next item on the agenda is the nominating committee report, May 5th.
The nominating committee asks for your unanimous support for the slate for the May 5th meeting. We only have one candidate.
Any objections to unanimous consent? Seeing none, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is no old business. Any new business? None. Before we adjourn, I want to thank the Senate. This is the last meeting of this Senate. Next week, we meet a week from today right here. The meeting starts out with a little bit of cookies and brownies and coffee and tea, whatever we can afford. So that meeting will start, well, that'll start at 3:05. The meeting starts at 3:35. Again, to all the senators, thank you for all you've done. To all the senators who are leaving, again, thank you for all you've done. Okay.
As we say in the world.
32.
Oh, listen, we had one to spare.
I feel like a big spender.
There you go.
It's really cramped because half of them aren't working.
Well, I guess we can use them as a...
just called me this morning.
So, Jim, I'll see you a week. Oh, no, wait a minute, the 17th. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
some people were disgruntled because there wasn't a second party, and then they asked the elections committee and the administration, well, how come you guys didn't have a second party? And the answer is,
it's up to the students.
So I don't think there'd be any formal complaint. I don't know if someone will show up.
They can't make a whole, under our rules, you got to make the complaint before the meeting or after the meeting. You can't make it after.
So if someone comes and complains,
we tell them to write a letter.
Right. That's it.
That's it.
It doesn't enter into the voting. So that's the only thing that might happen. Simone will be here, and I also make sure John Andrew because he's with the guys that are here. I don't see any problems. Hey, the old days.
We get it.
All right. One more I'll see you next week.